This morning I'm going to start with our text from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 30 and 36 through 43. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." And he answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers. And they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their God. Let anyone with ears listen." Would you pray with me? Good and gracious God, here in this space, breathe into us your spirit, we pray, that the words from my mouth and the meditations of my heart may be wholly acceptable to you and to find a home in the hearts of these, your beloved. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. I'd like to start, like I started last week, with a confession. Somewhere in my garage is a bag of grass seed I bought 3 summers ago, promising a lawn so lush the neighbors would weep with envy. I planted it, I watered it, and what came up was a magnificent, thriving crop of something. I still don't know what. That was absolutely not grass. It had opinions. It had roots that went, I'm certain, to Australia. And for the life of me, standing out there with my little trowel, I could not tell which green thing was good grass and which green thing was determined to ruin my life. Jesus knew that feeling. And that's basically the whole parable right there. In Matthew 13, Jesus tells the crowd about a farmer who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was asleep, and if we're honest, that's when most of our best laid plans get sabotaged. An enemy came and scattered weeds among the wheat, then slipped away into the night like nothing had ever happened. When the plants came up, the servants noticed the problem right away and did what any of us would do. They wanted to fix it immediately. "Should we go pull up the weeds?" they asked. And I share this because she's not here and remains across the border. But Lisa will go out with a kitchen knife and stab the weeds in one by one with a knife. If I go missing, there will be a Dateline episode about this, I'm certain. Should we go pull up the weeds, they ask? And the farmer says, not yet. And not because the farmer has one of those really cool GPS-guided weed-killing machines that rolls easily between the neatly seeded rows, zapping individual weeds one by one. Zip, zip. No, the farmer says, wait. Wait. Let them grow together until the harvest. Because if you go ripping out weeds this early and this light with roots this tangled, you're going to take good wheat down with it. At the harvest, there will be time enough to sort it all out. The weeds bundled for burning, the wheat gathered into the barn. And later, par for the course, Jesus has to explain this to his disciples privately. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one sown by the enemy. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. And at the end, the weeds are gathered out, and the righteous shine like the sun in the kingdom of their God, their creator. Pastorally speaking, in my experience, this is a maddening parable for those of us that like instant gratification. Most of us would rather Jesus just handed us the trowel now. Let's get her done. Let's right the world. Let's right the ship. In a snap. We'd like to be commissioned as weed inspectors. We are, generally speaking, extremely confident in our ability to identify weeds, usually the ones growing in other people's fields, suspiciously less often the ones growing in our own. But here's the one thing the parable is actually about, that judgment is not our job. It's God's, and it happens at the harvest, not on our schedule. Why do I need that reminder day in and day out? It's not permission to shrug at evil in the world. It's a warning against playing angel before we've been asked to play that part. We are more like those GPS machines for one another, holding each other accountable to God's word while we live it out. And that's just offering objective critique. So if we're not the ones who get to sort the field, what are we supposed to do while wheat and weeds grow up together, tangled, patient, unresolved? I think that answer lies within the psalm. Psalm 139 doesn't open with instructions. It opens with relationship. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. The psalmist says God knows when we sit down, when we rise up, discerns our thoughts from far away, and is acquainted with all our ways before a single word is even on our tongue. God hems us in behind and before, laying a hand upon us. Knowledge, the psalmist says, that is simply too wonderful, too high to attain. Then comes my favorite part, because it's the part that sounds like someone is trying to make a break for it. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I climb to the heavens, you're there. If I make my bed in the depths, you're there. If I take the wings of the morning and fly to the far side of the sea, same result. Even the psalmist's little escape plan to darkness failed, because to God, darkness is not dark. And the night of day is as bright as day. You cannot outrun being known. Believe me, I've tried outrunning things with far less at stake than the presence of God, usually a treadmill, and it wins every time. And then the psalm ends with a request that on the surface sounds a little dangerous. Search me, O God, and know my heart. See if there is any wicked way in me. That's the servant's question from the parable turned inward. Instead of, Lord, should I go pull up the weeds out there, becomes, Lord, would you go looking for the weeds in here? That, I think, is the whole reflection in one movement. The parable tells us not to go hunting for weeds in the world with our own flashlight and our own timeline, because we'll wreck the wheat trying to do that. The psalm tells us we don't need to, because someone already knows this field completely, down to the last root that shoots all the way to Australia, and that someone is patient, thorough, and trustworthy with what they find. We live, all of us, in mixed fields. Weeds and wheat, tangled up in the same soil, in the same church pew, my friends. I know, don't look to your neighbors right now. In the same heart. I see you guys pointing back there. The temptation is either to despair over the weeds or to get busy yanking out everyone else's. The invitation of these two texts is different. Let God do the searching. Let God do the knowing. Let God do the harvesting in God's time, not ours. You know, being fully known could be terrifying. It should be a little. But the psalmist doesn't run from it. The psalmist asks for it. Because being known by the God who planted the field in the first place isn't a threat. It's the only way any of us, wheat, weeds, and all our tangled roots, ever get sorted out and brought home. So this week, maybe skip the trowel and the knife. Skip the flashlight patrol through everybody else's fields. Instead, pray the psalmist's dangerous little prayer. Search me, God, and know my heart. Let the harvest be the harvest. Let the farmer be the farmer. God has searched us and known us. Every rising and every sitting down. And we thank God that we do not have to sort ourselves or each other out alone. God, today, give us all patience for the field. Encouraged to be searched. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.